It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Stupid, juvenile, stupid, asinine, and very stupid.
Hello, there's my microphone. Hi. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want me an inflatable car.
We all do.
And I want it now.
That was great.
Yeah. You never know when you're going to get surprised by a guy. I've never had a guest on who we were all ready to pounce on. He had an answer to
every
single question.
Won you over. Smart guy.
Tomorrow on the show, we are going to have our little get-together with Timmy Obibene, the Nigerian nightmare.
Yeah,
to Timmy. He's going to BYOB. He'll be bringing his own boost. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Hey.
God.
Can I mention it? Oh, God.
BYOB.
Well, you're the one that came to me
Don't
with this.
Don't hate the messenger.
You're the executive producer.
BYOB Friday. Maybe that's the answer.
Oh, there you go.
BYOB Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as fun as Happy Hour.
I know, but we've got to do something.
Happy Hour just has the whole Friday thing.
I know. I'm with
denotes
you.
That.
Hey, I'm with you.
How about...
It's not like we're having a bar.
Friday
it's not
get-together.
Like we have a bar that they can run out of
yeah,
business.
Yeah, come on.
You really don't like Friday get-together?
No. That sounds like a Boy
oh
Scout
God,
thing.
Oh, my God, Tony. Jesus.
No, I know.
Friday get-together 2008?
That's what I was going to put
up. Call? Tony, let me explain to you once again, Power of 10. This is very, very exciting.
Power of 10.
That is awful.
Power of 10. That's why we love it.
I know.
Power of 10 works this way. We have a listener get on the line here. Mm-hmm. They have 10 opportunities to get to the total of $512.
Okay.
We started this out at a quarter, and we determined early on that this is one of the most difficult games to be successful at that we have ever played.
Mm-hmm.
So we upped the ante to $1. So if the $1 gets to 10, you answer 10 questions correctly. They're all true or false questions. If they're successful, they can win $512.
Because it doubles every question?
Yes.
Okay, so,
the first question is $1, $2, $4, $8, $16,
gotcha.
$32, $64, $128, $256, and then $512.
Gotcha, cool.
Now, we're going to play Power of 10. We've got a lot of people from all over the place that are playing the game today.
Tough question.
If I get through the first three contestants and they are unsuccessful, getting to 10, we may... And I emphasize we may raise the ante to $5 a question.
Whoa.
If that is the case,
yes.
If you are successful and you get to 10, you could win. And I'm just saying could.
Yeah, we're spitballing here.
Yeah.
Well, we're reasonably nervous about this.
You may win $2,560.
Wow.
But I'm not sure how they feel on the in the boardroom about that.
We'll
Would you like to do a little test run here?
Sure, yeah. Meet with me answering the questions.
All right, we're going to We're going to play Power of 10.
Good luck, Tony.
And Tony Perkins.
Tony.
Yeah. I don't win anything, right?
Should I play this tension music or are you going to use that?
You play tension music if you want. Let me hear it.
And remember, Tony, you must respect the power of 10.
That's the most important thing.
Respect the power of 10.
Respect the power of 10.
We don't know what that means, but we're pretty sure it's important.
It sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds like you'd hear it on a game show on TV.
Mm-hmm. Now, listeners at home, every time you hear a correct answer, you will hear this. Of course, an incorrect answer results in this.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to play Power of 10 with Tony Perkins as an example very quickly here. In the early 1800s, Tony, the expression, Mansion of Bliss, was a metaphor for heaven. And for a nice rack of boobs.
True or false?
True or false. Is that a fact or is it fiction? In the early 1800s, the expression Mansion of Bliss was a metaphor for heaven and for a nice rack of breasts.
I'm going to say that's false.
I'm sorry, Tony.
Oh, no.
You weren't even successful.
Wow.
You did not even win $1.
Wow.
It is a fact.
Wow.
How about those early 1800s, huh?
Yeah.
Aren't they spectacular?
You know what we'll call that? A mansion of bliss.
Hello, my pretty. I'd like a nice piece of mutton. Why don't you bring your mansion of bliss over here? That is an awesome question. All right, let's... get our first contestant on the line. This is Matt from Bowie, Maryland. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
How are you feeling confident today, Matt?
I am confident.
You know, it's a very difficult game, and I think we should remind you before you even start that it's very important to
respect the power of 10.
Absolutely. Are you ready, Matt?
I am.
All right. First question worth one American dollar. Good luck to you. The board game genius Milton Bradley also invented... the paper cutter. True or false?
False.
I'm sorry.
Goodbye.
It is a fact.
Wow.
He did. You didn't even get a dollar, but that's okay, Matt, because you respected the power of 10.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Sean. Sean in D.C. Are you ready to play the game?
My shirt is off, and I'm ready to play.
Oh, you know one thing I didn't mention? This is very important, too. You have to take your shirt off.
Oh, yes, I didn't know that.
And you can also bail out, if you wish, at any time. But if you go to the next level and you lose, you forfeit your previous winnings.
But when you bail, you get the... Well, no.
But for example, if he was to have answered that correctly, right. He'd get a dollar.
Right.
He can bail out right there if he wants
dollar.
To.
Okay, cool.
But if he goes to the next level and he loses, he's out.
Okay.
That's the element of risk, and that is why it's very important to
respect
the power of 10. Let's go to Sean in D.C. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All right, very good. Sean, your shirt is off, and here we go for $1. Opening an umbrella, I'll start again. Mm-hmm. Opening an umbrella indoors is actually only bad luck if you're holding it over your head.
But that not, is but, true, sir.
Hold on a second. I haven't finished.
There's more.
But not if you're holding it away from your body.
I would say that is true.
And I would say that is bull. I'm sorry. Wow. Terribly sorry, Sean, but thank you for taking your shirt off.
Dropping like flies.
Let's get our third contestant here. Rich from Leonardtown, Maryland. Rich, are you ready to play the Power of 10?
Yes, it's Mitch.
Mitch. Okay, yes, just sir. Having one of his hearing days
I'll
today.
I'll make a note of that.
Mitch from Leonardtown. Mitch, is your shirt off?
My shirt is off, and I'm ready to play.
All right, for $1, here we go. Cheese Whiz is made from some of the same ingredients as many shampoos. I'll give it to you again. Cheese Whiz is made from some of the same ingredients as many shampoos.
Oh, wow. I'm going to say that's true.
That is true.
Hey, all
one
right.
American dollar. You're the first successful winner
on the board.
On Power of 10. Will you move on to the $2 question?
Yes.
Very good. I like your bravery, and I like the fact that your shirt's off.
The fact that he thinks about it makes it proves that he's respecting the Power of 10.
Of course. And that sounded extremely gay, that I'm happy your shirt is off. Here is your $2 question. If you're allergic to cats, what you're actually allergic to is their saliva. Fact or fiction?
False.
I'm sorry, that is a fact.
Hmm.
And you have not moved on to the $2 question, which really indicates that we have not gotten in the first three contestants.
I told you.
Big decision.
A big winner. So we are going to move on now, and I'm going to give one person. We might go back to the $1 increments, but we're going to give this next person a chance to play Power of 10 with $5
Excellent.
Questions.
Excellent.
And that person is Derek from Gaithersburg. Derek, you must be honored.
I am extremely honored. My shirt is off, and in honor of Tony being there, I'm also rubbing my tummy for good luck.
Not sure what that means.
What? I don't know what that means.
Like a Buddha.
I tell you, but I question if he's respecting the Power of 10 with a guy like that.
I respect the Power of 10. I fear the Power of 10.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Now, I should point out to you, Derek, that you are poised to wipe out our entire promotional budget for the year. Yes, that's all we get all year long. No, we're going to do $5 questions, and here we go. Black sheep have a better sense of smell than white sheep. True or false?
I'm going to say false.
False is correct for $5.
Right.
That is the first in a long journey up to $2,560. Would you like to play for the $10?
I will risk my $5. I'm rubbing my tummy. Let's go on to the next.
Okay. Ooh. This guy's making me a little nervous.
Just stick to the tummy,
this would
okay?
be the one guy. He just sounds nerdy enough that he might ace these things. Here we go. All right. Good luck to you, Derek. All dogs are banned from Antarctica. Fact or fiction?
Banned from Antarctica. Mm-hmm. Banned from Antarctica. I'm going to say that is false.
I am terribly sorry. That's what makes the Power of 10 so very difficult. It is true. A fact. It's been that way since 1993. Scientists were concerned about dogs bringing in diseases that would kill native wildlife like seals. So that is true. Sorry about that, Derek.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And now when they leave, I think I should say, please, you must put your shirt back on.
That's right.
All right, let's go to John. John, where are you calling from?
Sacramento, my friend.
Sacramento, my friend. All right, very good. We're going to go back to the $1 questions now. For $1... One of the most valuable toys of the 1980s is a rare He-Man whose belt buckle is shaped like a swastika. True or false? I'll give it to you again.
Please.
One of the most valuable toys of the 1980s is a rare He-Man
whose belt buckle is shaped like a swastika. True or false?
False.
False is correct for $1. Would you like to play for the $2 question?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. Brazil is home to more Japanese people than any other country except Japan. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
I'm sorry, it is a fact. No explanation. Doesn't say how the Japanese people got there, but you must put your shirt back on, John, and we have to move on.
It was inflatable cars.
Oh, man. You think we should go to $5 again?
I would do it again. It makes it exciting.
No one's,
You're listening to Power of 10. And, of course, I've forgotten to play when people lose. Let's go.
Sirleigh Choir.
Tony in Fredericksburg. How you doing, Tony? I'm sorry. I didn't even put the line on the air yet.
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, Tony. You ready to play Power of 10 for $5?
Let's do it.
Is your shirt off?
My socks are.
No, it's got to be your shirt, because if you don't take your shirt off, that means you're not respecting the power of 10.
All right. I'm taking my shirt off right now.
Thank you,
very
Tony.
Good. All right, here's your first $5 question, and good luck. If you get all 10, $2,560 for you, and here we go. Because it's known as the champagne of beers, Miller High Life comes in miniature champagne bottles. True or false?
False.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
What?
Remember, they're little, if you look at a Miller High Life, look at the shape. Those are shaped like little mini champagne bottles.
Put your shirt back on.
I'm sorry.
You guys take care.
You too. Thank you.
All right, let's move on here. I'm going to do another $5 because I'm getting more confident as we go.
Look at you go.
Well, you've
Vanessa.
Got the answers.
Just like Art
That's
Fleming.
That's why you're confident.
Just like Alex Trebek. Vanessa from Arlington, Virginia. How you doing, Vanessa?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, you're a lucky lady, and this is what I enjoy when we get a lady on Power of 10.
Me too.
Vanessa, have you removed your shirt?
No, I haven't. I'm in public.
Oh,
sorry.
I'm sorry. It's going to be required if you're going to play Power of 10.
Vanessa, this is radio. We use theater of the mind a lot. We're going to ask you again.
Yes, Vanessa, have you removed your shirt?
Yes, I've removed my shirt, and I am braless.
Good job. There you go.
Happy summer.
Atta girl. She's respecting the Power of 10,
yeah,
baby.
That's right.
That's the way we do it. All right, Vanessa, for $5, here we go.
Okay.
The dying words of mystery writer Agatha Christie were, quote, "The butler did it." True or false? The dying words of mystery writer Agatha Christie were, quote, "The butler did it."
True.
Oh, I am
no
terribly
way.
Sorry. A particularly difficult Power of 10, and I hate to say this to you, Vanessa, but please put your shirt back on and leave us.
Or not.
Yes, or just keep it that way for the rest of the day. Let's go to Josh.
Josh!
Josh in Percival, you ready to play the game?
I am ready.
All right, Josh, here we go. Let me line up this one and go right to this one.
Mm-hmm.
For $5, each year, more American college students get a bachelor's degree in parks and recreation studies than in all foreign languages combined. I'll give that to you again. Each year, more American college students get a bachelor's degree in parks and recreation studies than in all foreign languages combined.
I'm going to go true.
True is correct for $5.
Yay.
If you're spending $30,000 a year so that your kid can major in how to run a rec center, you must demand a refund. I believe that's from Mr. Spiewak.
Some editorialization there.
All right, for $10, you ready to move up or are you going to keep your $5? You have that option.
I will move up.
And thank you very much for respecting the Power of 10.
And this would be $10?
This is a $10 question, Beth Ann McBride.
She was questioning.
And for this round, this is we might play a little bit in the second round, all right? And get a little buzz and a little that, all right? Here we go.
It's fine.
Strawberry Shortcake. The toy and cartoon phenomenon for girls started out as a character on a greeting card. Fact or fiction?
I guess true.
True is correct for $5. Very good. Here's your $10 question. Are you going to play for it?
This is my.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're at a $20 question right now.
If he wants to go on.
Yeah, I'll play.
My bad.
And
all right.
He is going ahead.
Loosely translated, Doritos means nap time snacks for $20.
False
is correct. $20 for you.
Be afraid.
All right, now we're getting into some decisions for you. Would you like to keep your $20 or move up to the $40 question?
I'll go to the 40.
You're going to go to the $40 question.
Gambling man.
The name for a person of lower intelligence than a moron is Lesron. True or false? The name of a person of lower intelligence than a moron is a Less Ron. True or false?
I'm going to go false.
False is correct. Were you? Was it given away by the cackle of Beth Ann, who just came up? Will be coming up with the $2,000 herself.
She doesn't know.
Jeez. Would you like to play?
It was witty.
For $80 American, or will you keep your $40?
I'll keep going.
Way to go! Working up for an $80 question, and I should point out the most money ever played for. Uh-huh. To this point on Power of Ten.
That's right.
And we've played
and
it
please
a lot.
Keep the cackle. It's obvious it's BS if you laugh. See, you got to play that game a little bit.
She's crying now.
I know.
Here we go.
Rightly so.
Among the various brand name goods that are counterfeited each year are brand name golf balls, toothpaste, and prunes. Among the various brand name goods that are counterfeited each year are brand name golf balls, toothpaste, and prunes. Beth Ann?
I don't trust her cackle this time. I'm going to go true.
You're a smart guy. That is a fact, and I was kind of playing that up, too.
You have $80.
That is $80 American.
Wow.
We are making some money for Josh. Way to go, Josh. Here's the big question now. Now it really does get into, go time for you. Are you going to keep the $80, or are you going to play for $160?
I'm not going to stop until I at least have $100.
Very good.
Okay.
All right, here we
go.
We'll
see about that.
And here it is. This might be an easier one for you. We'll see what happens. Polo players don't wear polo shirts. True or false? Polo players don't wear polo shirts.
I think that's true.
I am terribly sorry.
Oh.
What else would they wear? Their shirts are frequently made from a heavier cotton than your polo shirt from the Gap, but they're the same exact thing.
You forgot to respect
the power of 10.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll need you, Josh, we'll need you to put your shirt back on and take your leave.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot, ladies and gentlemen. I'm digging this.
And
I have total confidence now.
Let's keep going.
I was really getting freaked out. I just had this vibe. The guy was going to go all the way to 2,000.
He did great. Oh,
no. What exciting. The hell? It's only money?
Right.
It's
exciting.
All right, we'll play a little bit more Power of 10 when we come back. Yay. We'll have the final buzz on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.